With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, last night, the Timberwolves got beat on a last-second shot by Brandon Ingram. It was a tie game, so if he'd have missed it, it would have gone to overtime. Tonight, the Gophers battle back kind of the same way, and Michigan State makes a basket at the buzzer, a layup off a play to win it by two. Oh, what a game it was, though. It was big. It was real Big Ten basketball, man. It was fighting for loose balls and scrappiness and, you know, physicality and all those things. Joining us right now, to break it down a little bit further and to talk about the future of this team, Blake Hoffarber. Blake, that's Big Ten basketball when you're getting after it at Michigan State. Well, what is that arena like to play in?
Yeah, hey, Mike. That arena, it's one of the, for sure, the hardest places to play in the Big Ten. It always was for us. I watched the second half of that game tonight, and, yeah, the guys did an awesome job hanging in there, and obviously you got I keep saying it's Minnesota sports, but we got a bad bounce at the end, and they scored at the buzzer. But, yeah, that's East Lansing. That is a tough, tough place to play, and they always have really great fans kind of heckling you the whole game.
You know, Tom Izzo was on the sidelines when you were there, and he's on the sidelines now. When you prepare to play a Tom Izzo team, when I say that, what does that mean?
It means they're going to beat you up and be super physical, and also they're going to push the ball in transition. So I remember we always, had drills before that on more physicality, but just knowing we got to box out because those guys crashed the boards pretty hard and we needed to box out. And they often have strong physical bigs. And then also they love to push the ball. So, right, when we shoot it and they get the rebound, we got to sprint back and get in the paint because they love scoring transition.
Is that, would that be a fun system to play in? Because basically what you're saying is you're going to work your butt off on defense, but I'm going to let you let it fly on offense.
Yep. No, that is a fun style, and obviously it's worked for Coach Izzo, and he's, you know, had tremendous players come out of there and has, you know, had tremendous success doing that. But obviously you need to get the right players to be able to play that style.
So the Gophers have been competitive since they got to the Big Ten, but they haven't won. They've only won the one game against Michigan. They've been in most of them, at least to an extent tonight, the biggest heartbreaker so far. So assess this team as we approach, not the halfway point, but we're getting towards that. I mean, is this a team that's an eyelash away from learning how to win, or is this a team that it's going to be really difficult because now they're getting scouted and it's the Big Ten and it's just different?
No, I think they're getting close. I mean, let's put it this way. I think every one of us at the beginning of the year when we saw the transfers,
yes,
and, you know, people coming in, you know, obviously we had a lot of new guys, a new coach, a new system. I don't think very many people thought they were going to be doing what they're doing now. I mean, I think people thought they were going to be getting blown out in the Big Ten, and they've pretty much every game they've been in and doing a great job in the non-conference. Obviously they did great. And, you know, I think people should be happy. At least I'm happy, and I think it's a fun style of ball they're playing, and it's fun that they're moving around, they're playing hard, and they're getting, you know, Coach Johnson's getting what he can out of all his players.
Eric Curry got hurt again the night at the end of the game. We don't know the details of it, but he's been injury prone, of course, in his sixth year because of that. And you know, he's one of those guys. Not that he's a tremendous Big Ten player, but in to the Gophers, he's incredibly important because of the skill set that he brings, and it's something that they're short on for depth. What do you do in the Big Ten, let's just say, specifically right now probably for Ben Johnson, when you're looking at your lineup and you're going, okay, we just don't have what most teams do, and that is that low block presence. How do you go about creating a system where you can beat teams? I mean, is it the four out? Is it creating great confidence in your perimeter shooters? What is it you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a huge blow. Obviously, the last second basket by Michigan State, but the, you know, play or two plays before where Curry got hurt, I mean, that's going to be a huge blow because obviously we all know they're struggling from you know, a big man position this year. So, but going back to your question, I think you know, you got to reconfigure your style of play, right? If Curry goes out, I mean, he was basically our only big, but he was one of the main bigs that played, and that's been a big issue for that team thus far this year. So, I think Ben's going to have to go, or Coach Johnson's going to have to go a little more of a, you know, four out, one in, or even potentially five out, you know, because if Battle's going to be our big there, right? We all.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like five forever. Out to me, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to have to reassess that a little bit, but I think he's been doing that this year. I mean, obviously, Curry's been more in the paint, but he flashes out as well.
Yeah, I mean, do you think if you're sitting there where they are and you're going, okay, we haven't won many in the Big Ten, but we won a lot early on. Let's sit down here and talk about making an NCAA tournament run. I mean, what do you do at this juncture? Is it just, hey, man, we got to find a way to beat a Big Ten team here to get it? You know, where do you go with this to try to create confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to, you know, one game at a time, right? I know it's a cliche, but it's truly what you got to focus on because, sure, you can get down and, oh, my gosh, we only won one Big Ten game. But, you know, these guys are in. They just played a top 10, number 10.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it, right?
Place and lost on a buzzer beater, right? Yeah. You know, obviously that hurts even more than, you know, potentially getting blown out by 20. But, you know, I'd rather lose at a buzzer beater like that just knowing, hey, we can maintain and not necessarily just play with the Big Ten teams, but play with the top 10 team in the country.
Yeah, and I guess that's what you go forward with right now. Now, you look at this team, and there's some seniors on this team that are going to lose. And I was out watching, interviewing Jaden Carrington today, who's coming to the U from Park Center, and I think he's going to be a really nice addition. But you, as you look to next year, if Blake Hoffarber is the guy that's trying to make decisions on the roster next year, you've got some freshmen coming in. We know that. Now we're living in the era of the transfer portal. How would you go about trying to build a competitive team for next year? Would you be going, hey, we got to find some 22 and 23-year-olds that have played in that conference USA that are, you know, 6'8", 230 pounds. How would you go about trying to move the needle?
So I think it's got to be a little bit of both, in my opinion. I think you're going to want to get those in-state kids or guys that Ben has been starting to get. But, you know, just where he's at with his roster, I mean, it would be stupid not to look in that transfer portal with every kid, it almost seems like, joining in that transfer portal. So you got to stick your nose in it and try to get a couple guys. I mean, I would like to blend a little vets with young guys, but obviously I think the best teams are the guys that have, you know, all came in freshman year and all play all 4 years there because they just gel well together. But you can also do that with, you know, getting a couple guys in the transfer portal and trying to get them to blend into the system quick.
You know, and what I guess has opened my eyes is, you know, you probably don't realize how much you have to offer in the Big Ten. I mean, you're talking about, in general, big crowds, every game on TV. And if you can find a guy that's Big Ten, right? I mean, Jameson Battle is a great example of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty easy sell because these kids have already played in front of 5,000 people, you know, limited TV exposure. And you're saying, wait, we're going to double and triple the size of that audience. I mean, to me, that becomes a real easy sell if you get it in front of them.
Absolutely. And I think if I was Coach Johnson, I mean, I would try to go after some of these Minnesota kids that took off to these other schools across the country. And, you know, just, you know, if they're in that portal, obviously, you know, they might have, you know, Minnesota's in their heart, right? So you can try to pluck a couple of those kids. I know, you know, PJ Fleck just got that kid from Notre Dame. That was the I think defensive offensive lineman, but I think that could be a good route to go as well and try to get people that have a soft spot for Minnesota coming back.
All right. Blake, appreciate it. Are you skiing?
Yeah, my brother-in-law's got a place out in Montana.
Big Sky?
First time I ever got on skis was today at you know, Big Sky. Yellowstone Club is called, actually. But, yeah, it was fun.
Did you enjoy it? Because I found, and I do a lot of skiing in Colorado, and I hadn't skied for 40 years, and then went back to it, and now I'm in love with it again. And the guys that I took with me, they you either take to it or you don't, but it sounds like you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I ponied up and paid for instructor for the first half day because, like I said, I'd never got on a pair of skis in my life, and I grew up in Minnesota, so.
No, I hear you.
I was in the gym. Let me tell you,
the coach wasn't going to let you put a pair of skis on for most of your life.
Yeah, or my mom. More like my mom.
Or your mom. All right, buddy. Have fun out there.
All right. Thanks.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.